The Winter Olympics kick off this week in Italy, and Olympic fans know snowboarding is rad. The concentration, the speed, the height.
Two coaches that are going to be giving her a slingshot in. Kokomo not going as big. Here she is. Oh my gosh! You can lose it. You can absolutely lose it.
But to the uninitiated like me, it can often feel like there's a language barrier.
You go in and you do like almost like a frontside crooked grind to fakie. How did that come to be?
Funny story. I'm hiking with Devin Walsh and he's hitting it. Think about that. Like you're riding half pipe box with Devin Walsh in 98 in Crested Butte.
Those are the hosts of the Bomb Hole podcast. But what about the rest of us normies? To help us with some snowboarding lingo, we called up an expert.
So snowboarding has a lot of different grabs. So where you put your hand on your snowboard is a different grab, and each of those grabs has a different name. And so that's like sort of the basic stuff. A lot of that, those names have been taken from skateboard culture.
That's snowboarding pioneer Trisha Burns. She competed in the 2002 Salt Lake Winter Games. Now, this is the time to get out your notes app because she's going to break down the midair tricks and subtle hand movements that boost the scores.
Okay, so a crippler is when you do like a go up on your toe edge and your front side wall and you do a backflip. A cork is a sort of rotated flip. A switch, maybe twist would be going backwards and doing a backside, basically front flip with a rotation, but you're doing it backwards. A regular McTwist is a backside wall front flip landing regular and a rotation there.
There are also staples like the half pipe.
22 feet tall, and then they're going like another 15, 20 feet out of it. What makes it perfect is if it's like perfectly dished, so there's almost like no flat bottom in it, and they're just like riding this literally half of a pipe. You're just really thinking about keeping a clean edge, going as fast as you can, and then waiting for that lip to pop off and go as big as you can, because the amplitude is what we all kind of live for, that like huge air and going as big as you can.
Oh, Trisha, I mean, we all live for the amplitude. As the games kick off, Burns says to pay close attention to the rotations. She knows a whole lot of people may feel inspired to get into snowboarding, but she advises that slow and easy is the best way to get huge air.
Just get out there and have fun, you know, take a lesson and just feel that feeling of learning how to turn and carve and jump and then ride powder. I mean, powder is like the Olympics are amazing, but powder is what it's all about, or just getting out there with your friends and riding and having a good time and just enjoying the mountain. It's in that moment of being on your board.
I have to say, I'm just going to take your word for it.